Johnson's protection program and a Supreme Court case that could reshape the Fed. Speaker Mike Johnson warned Republican House members that he runs the protection program, language that reveals how he understands his own power. In Congress, the Speaker controls which legislation reaches the floor, which members receive committee assignments, and critically, which members get support from party campaign infrastructure. Framing that as a protection program he runs invokes both the carrot of favorable treatment and the implicit threat of its withdrawal. The fact that Johnson said it out loud suggests he is managing enough internal pressure that the assertion needed to be made explicitly. Departing Representative Tom Massey, who likely has more freedom to speak uncomfortable truths than anyone in the caucus, warned that the GOP is squandering its unified control of Washington, with midterms less than 5 months away. He predicted a shellacking, a word President Obama used to describe the 2010 Democratic losses, if a stalled legislative agenda fails to show voters results. The substantive point is that coalitions which deliver unified government expect measurable returns. The Supreme Court's expected ruling on Trump's bid to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook carries implications that will outlast the current administration. The Fed's independence from presidential removal authority rests on a 1935 precedent, Humphrey's Executor, which held that Congress can limit the president's ability to remove officials of independent agencies. If the current court narrows or overturns that precedent, it would fundamentally alter the executive branch's relationship not just with the Fed, but with the FTC, the SEC, and the CFPB. The immediate market concern is central bank credibility. A president who can remove Fed governors for policy disagreements gains political leverage over decisions, like raising interest rates in an election year, that are supposed to be insulated from exactly that pressure. On the 2028 Democratic primary, a McLaughlin survey shows Gavin Newsom and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gaining on Kamala Harris. Harris still leads, but a narrowing poll 2 full years before the primary affects whether donors waiting for a clear frontrunner feel they can hold off on commitments. Newsom's announcement of a California balanced budget with zero deficit and $6 billion in reserves is explicitly a national audition. Signing a fiscally responsible budget in a state that has struggled with deficits tells a story about competent governance. Newsom separately stated, there is no chance he will delay California's return to office mandate for state workers, a policy position that doubles as a political signal about where the national mood has moved. Senator Alyssa Slotkin's call for Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries to step aside from Democratic leadership generated immediate blowback from the Congressional Black Caucus, which noted that the call targets two of the most prominent black leaders in the caucus. The CBC has both the votes and the visibility to make that cost very high for Slotkin politically. Vice President J.D. Vance's appearance on Real Time with Bill Maher, where Maddar explicitly challenged him on election denial, was either a sign of real confidence in his ability to defend his positions or a calculated bet that exposure to Maher's audience was worth the discomfort.